Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back here with Mic'd Up on the morning shift, the Christmas Eve edition. So if you're out there and you are weathering the storm at some kind of cash register or wherever it may be, a mall somewhere, God bless you. I hope you're not out there.
Just tap out.
Well, I was going to say, I hope you're not out there at 7:44 at a mall, 7:44 a.m., but maybe you're going to pick something up from a friend. Maybe you've stashed something at a friend's house and you need to pick it up and bring it back to your place and get it all wrapped up.
I had to stash some stuff.
Did I do that for you?
No.
Did I stash something in your house?
No.
Okay.
My neighbors stash stuff at my house.
Our buddy Justin, I've done that with him a number of times where I'm like, hey, I'm shipping this to your house. I need you to put it away. And it's not always a gift, just something I don't want my wife to know about.
Yeah, you probably should have done that with just some other stuff.
I tried to. Tried to get rid of the TV boxes that I bought the other day. She was not happy about that. Nonetheless, man, before we get to the Andre Drummond stuff, I want to play you a couple cuts from that game yesterday, which was insane, the series of events. College football playoff ratings come out. The numbers, it's a little bit off because it's TNT, but I think they're good numbers. And I know that the game's kind of stumped, but I think they're good numbers.
Well, I beg to differ. I think the games on ESPN had good numbers. I think the games on TNT did not. The games on ESPN, which were Ohio State, Tennessee, and Notre Dame, Indiana, which were also, I should point out, primetime games.
Right.
Ohio State, Tennessee got 14.3 million. Notre Dame, Indiana did 13.4.
Which one was in the middle Saturday? The middle game Saturday? That was Clemson, Texas. Okay.
Let
me just be devil's advocate for a second. That's going against an NFL game that was a pretty good game.
Yes.
So that's always going to be an uphill
climb. Well, both of those games went against, those early games went against NFL games.
Yeah. That's always
going to be an uphill climb. Kansas City, Houston was, I think it's 12:30.
That's right. That's right.
So Clemson, Texas did 8.6. And Penn State SMU did 6.4.
Clemson, Texas did 8.6?
Yeah. Well, that's, I think that there's two things. There's one, how you find the games sometimes is harder. But also, to Mike's point, don't with the NFL. College football, the college football playoff group, whatever you guys can make this about the NFL all you want. I'm not saying UTIP, but I've heard a lot of arguments saying the NFL was greedy going against college football. The NFL has dominated Saturdays in late December.
But have they always been that early? That's what I couldn't remember on Saturday. I remember doing them primetime. I remember midday primetime on Saturday.
Yeah, they have. They have.
But I don't remember that early.
Here's how I know, because we were flying somewhere one year, and this was when it was a 2 o'clock. I think I would get on the plane around 2. It was or something like that. And I remember specifically it was when Matt Ryan was with the Colts about 3 years ago, and they went up big on the Vikings. And the Vikings came all the way back, because I remember listening to the game on 99 The Game, where you can listen to all your NFL action, by the way.
Right. Ding.
And then I'm like, man, Matt, good for Matt, dude. They're blowing doors. And that, that was a bad season. That was when Jeff Saturday was already the coach.
Yeah.
And we sit down, and Arch is like, dude, you seeing this? He's like, Minnesota's coming back. And they came all the way. And that was – that was like two or three in the afternoon. So yes.
All right, let's pivot real quick. I want to get into this Andre Drummond stuff. If you guys didn't see it last night, Andre Drummond had an interaction with Victor Wembanyama. The Philadelphia 76ers won against the Spurs last night, 111-106, but it was not without controversy and some crazy calls. Andre Drummond already had a tech. Referee Jenna Schroeder calls him for a second tech. Here's what it sounded like.
And he just fell down again. And Drummond just got ejected for pushing down Wembanyama.
Absolutely brutal from the time it started. Now, I would love to play for you guys the interaction. I sent it to both of you guys, the interaction that happened right after this, where they actually
you kind
of
role play.
They kind of I don't know that
you
I can say
Nick
any
Nurse.
Of that.
You be Nick Nurse.
What the? What are you doing?
I blanked on. It's my error. I'm sorry. My bad. So he's getting a technical.
Yeah,
that's pretty much
there,
what happened.
He's getting a technical. That's exactly what happened.
There was another word in there.
Referee Jenna Schroeder comes back and says, "Hey, look, man, I messed up." She says, literally says, "I effed up." If you haven't seen it, you can go watch the clip. And then here's what it sounded like as Andre Drummond. Floor.
Greeting he's going to get now.
Andre,
hero.
Look who's coming back, and let's listen to this crowd.
Complete chaos inside of this game. I think Joel Embiid ended up getting tossed as
he
well.
He lost it.
Yeah, he lost it. Nick Nurse lost it. Obviously, Andre Drummond lost it for a minute, and he was like, "I don't even know. This is not even worth a fight. I already got thrown out of here."
It's so funny when you have to put your jersey back on.
Yeah, I know. Like, he's already, like, taken off.
He's like, what happened?
To your point, he's lucky he didn't throw it.
What would have happened if he, like, Rasheed Wallace?
He'd have gone Pastor Troy and just thrown that thing up there in the crowd.
I did that one time.
I'm sure there'd be a backup. There'd be a backup jersey somewhere.
Yeah.
Be like the night that Georgia Tech had to lend Virginia Tech their jerseys and write their name on the back in Sharpie markers.
Yes. Is that one where you got to go back, "Hey, man, can I have that back for, like, two more quarters?"
I have an interesting take on this, though, that I want to finish up with. Jenna Schroeder was catching a lot of heat on Twitter last night, and a lot of it rightfully so. But I actually am going to applaud her and say it takes a lot of guts to come back and say, "I effed up," and to bring this guy back in the game. Because you immediately have egg on your face, and everybody will be focused on you, the referee, which is not supposed to be the focus. But she just stepped up into it and said, "You know what, man? I messed up. Bring the guy back on the court," which is almost unprecedented in the NBA. But she owned it, and I actually want to give her credit for that. As bad as refereeing seems to be these days at all level of all sports, I'm glad that she stepped into it and at least made it right for the remainder of the basketball game. I'm going to give her credit for that.
Because there might have been some officials out there like, "Well, I'm going to just...
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to swallow my pride.
You shouldn't have put yourself in that position."
And I'm going to go ahead and, yeah.
You shouldn't have put yourself in that position. Yeah, it's
Tony Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm just naming referees that in the past would never have done that.
Well, how about Angel Hernandez would have never stepped into that situation?
Well,
bring him back.
I mean, that's the... Yeah. He would just sue somebody.
Yeah, it's a clown show. So that guy, you know, there's a number of guys out there that would have never been able to do this. I love the fact that, you know, she stepped right into it, said, "I messed up. Going to take a lot of heat, is what it is, bring the guy back on the court." Didn't shy away from calling whistles the rest of the time, and Joel Embiid absolutely figured that out. But I love the fact that at least for this one game, we can go and say, "You know what? She's like, I messed up, man. Yeah, I absolutely clearly messed up." Still would love to hear what she thought she was looking at, because if you go look at the call, Andre Drummond barely even touches this dude.
The announcer said he just fell over, and then
literally
later,
like
once he got ejected, came back and said, "Oh, for pushing him," because he had to assume there had to be a reason for him being ejected. So,
yeah, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's unbelievable that this resulted in this. But like I said, credit to Jenna Schroeder. Stands up to it, owns up to it, goes to the bench, says, not what I thought happened, and let's bring this guy back on the court." And to Bo's point, puts his jersey back on and heads out to a chorus of cheers. So there it is.
I certainly hope you are not stuck out doing some last-minute shopping, because everything looks crazy.
Walgreens gift card section.
According to Rusty Manziel, this is when the pros do it, is today. And I used to do it on the day. I used to do today. Today used to be my shopping day.
I don't want to be anywhere near a mall or any place that sells anything.
Well, you hate people.
At any time.
At any time.
Especially Christmas.
I hate malls, dude.
Especially this time of year.
Anxiety.
But if you are out in your car, you're listening to us, or you're just streaming us on the Odyssey app, we appreciate you doing so and spending your Christmas Eve morning Is that a thing? Can you say, is it like, does that cancel it out? Does that negate Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve morning, yeah. No,
it's
you're like good.
The Eve, it's the right? morning of Christmas anyway. Eve. Yesterday the whole was, day is well, Christmas Eve, Tiff.
You
Yesterday
can
was
tell
the day
us.
Before the day before.
It's Christmas Eve Eve. Okay.
You can give us your Christmas wish list for the Falcons and what you want to see, what you hope Santa delivers for you on Sunday Night Football against the Commanders. Give us a shout in the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We'll be right back here on the morning shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.